സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. പേജ് 87, ശ്ലോക 7. സുഖാധിരൂപാനിയമം ഭാവേശ്വാലോക്യ ഭൂരിശഃ ശുഭാശുഭേ വിഹായാസ്മാത് അഹമാസി യഥാ സുഖം.
ജനക മഹാരാജ എക്സ്പ്രസിംഗ് ഹിസ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓഫ് മൈൻഡ് അഹം സുഖം ആസേ I remain comfortably. Yatha sukham, as my nature. Yatha sukham means, originally my nature is sukhaswarupam. As my swarupam is sukhaswarupam, same way I remain. Yatha sukham asen. That means what? The sukham I am enjoying now is not a sukham come out of any object. This sukham is not born out of any contact with sense objects. That is called yatha sukham. That yatha is very important. I remain in my Atman nature, which is always Sukha Swarupam, without any other thing or object in the world, without any association of a person or an object, I remain happily, comfortably. That is why this is called Swarupa Ananda. Contact born ananda is vishaya ananda, anubhava ananda. That is not yatha sukham. That is borrowed sukham. It has got arrival and departure also. Anubhava ananda, that ananda which is born out of a contact with a person or object. Experiential ananda. Anubhava ananda means what? Experiential ananda born out of a contact with a person or object. That will go away. That is not original ananda. Janaka Maharaja expressing, I am enjoying my original ananda. That is the difference between experiential ananda and original ananda. Why? He says, in experiential ananda, there are fluctuations. In the first line he says, sukhadi rupa aniyamam bhaveshu. In sense objects, bhaveshu means in sense objects. Our association with the people, bhaveshu, sukhadi rupa aniyamam. Aniyamam means it is not definite. It is not definite. What is not definite? Sukhadi rupam. Sukha, etc. Sukha, jaya. All, you can take all positive, negative end. Okay, all positive. Enjoyment comes out of any object. They are all aniyamam. They have date of arrival and date of departure also. Alokya Bhurishaha. That is, we have to underline. Alokya, having seen them, Bhurishaha, not one experience or two experiences. In every experience, Bhurishaha, in every experience, without any exception, all are Anatmananda. They are all Anatmananda. What are all Anatmananda? Putra Ananda, Putri Ananda, Patni Ananda, Pati Ananda, Griha Ananda, Karya Ananda, list endless. That is why Janaka Maharaja says, Bhurishahana. All Anatma Anandas, Alokya, having seen them, analyzing thoroughly, Pariksha Lokan Karmachitan is the word here. Having analyzed them, Aniyamam Rupam, therefore what I did, Shubha Ashubhe Vihaya Asmat. I have given up, I have dropped what Shubha Ashubha, Mangalam or Amangalam. Shubha means Mangalam, Ashubha means Amangalam. Shubha means favorable, pleasant. Ashubha means unfavorable, unpleasant. That's why I have dropped all of them. I am not expecting either favorable or unfavorable. Because they have that favorable, unfavorable, their intrinsic nature. Failure and success is their intrinsic nature. All pair of opposites are in their intrinsic nature. Sukha, dukkha, jaya, apajaya, sita, ushna, raga, dvesha, all twins, twins, twins. Their intrinsic nature. Having understood, I have dropped working for them. I am not going to seek any peace, happiness, security from them. I am not going to seek peace, happiness, security, PHS, from my son. I am not going to seek PHS from my daughter. I am not going to seek PHS from my house. House gives umpteen problems. If you are own house, one problem. If you are in rented house, another problem. I am not going to seek PHS from my finance. Because every day that interest is changing, you know. So I am not going to seek any sort of my security or happiness. This is called maturity. This is called maturity. You are informed person an artha. Normally informed person, avarku nalla politics ella theriyum. Enna enna nadakkiradhu ella theriyum, adhu dhaan informed person nu solran. According to Shastra, that is not real information. That is wrong information, keeps you always under tension. Real information or refinement is this only. Atma Anatma Viveka Jnaha. One word. You can say Atma Anatma Viveka Jnaha. When not only in Saturday class, Viveka Jnaha, discriminative person, Viveki, not only 1 hour or one hour, one weekly once na. Saptahe ek bar na. Aisa nahi hai, vaisa hai na. Hamesha, all the time, I am. Innuma Hindi varadhi nikki teri le. Okay. So with this we have completed 13th chapter. Now we go to the 14th chapter. Again, Shishya Janaka continues his dialogue. Talking with his teacher, see how much feedback he is giving to his teacher. Astavakra happily listening nicely. Wow, what a student I got now. Astavakra avada anandam avarku. He is a fortunate guru. Like me. Okay. Appadi sollikka. சொல்லி வச்சுக்கிறேன் அந்த மாதிரி. ஓகே, ஜனக உவாச
ப்ரக்ருத்யா சூன்ய சித்தோ யஹ ப்ரமாதாத் பாவ பாவனஹ. நித்ரிதோ போதித இவ க்ஷீண சம்ஸ்மரணோ ஹி ஸஹ.
Very nice chapter. The chapter name is given Tranquility. Shanta Swarupam. Shanti hi an artham. How we are peaceful. You are peaceful not because of anything. You are tranquil, you are peaceful. That is your nature. Janaka Maharaja says, Shanti is your swarupam. Shanta Shivam Advaitam Chaturtham Manyante Sa Atma Sa Vigneyaha. Tranquility is my nature. So, in anatma, body, mind, complex and interactions, relations, possessions, no tranquility is possible. Why? Aniyamatvat. They are not definite. They are not same. Tranquility is not possible in anatma. You need not work for tranquility in atma. In anatma, you can never bring tranquility. So what now? Recognize you are atma, which is ever tranquil. Never try to bring tranquility. Mind tranquility, transcendental meditation. Mind tranquility never comes. It is impossible. Total mind tranquility never happens. Because mind nature is to hold on to one object or other. That is its nature. Don't waste your time and energy. Accept such a mind which is Chanchalam hi mana Krishna Pramathi balavadrudham. It churns the person. Kondalippu and chulvanya. It churns the human heart. Therefore, never struggle to make your mind tranquil. Some extent you can make mind by japa, parayanam, puja or some sadhana or other. You can make to some extent mind tranquil. Never expect total tranquility from the mind. Understand. I am the Atma Swarupam. I am ever tranquil. It's my nature. Here I need not do anything. No need of transcendental meditation in my real nature of I abide. I understand I am Atman, which is ever tranquil. I need not struggle. I the tranquil, not tranquilizer. People are taking tranquilizers, you know. What for they are taking tranquilizers, you know? For tranquility. They never get tranquility by tranquilizers. In the medicine, you pay it tranquilizers. They give lot of side effects. Doctors permit to, they themselves give the tranquilizers. The last resort, avanukku vere marundella vela pannadana tranquilizers. Why then medicine has got tranquilizer, you know? It is like a type of sedation. Tranquila irpa. So tranquil anna. How? Because of tranquilizers. Shastra says, why you have to take tranquilizers? Have you had tranquilizers? You are tranquility. You are of the nature of tranquility. If a person do not know that his nature is tranquility, he has to take tranquilizer. Some people in worst condition, they are taking tranquilizers. I am not taking any tranquilizer. Namma tranquilizers enna theriyumo? TV serial, shopping, window shopping, functions, ange poi inge poi edhaavadhu pudhu onnu vaangitaana namakku oru aanandham nimmadhu. Adhu oru type of tranquilizer. We need not take that tranquilizers. We are always struggling to tranquilize us by buying this or that, by enjoying ourselves, by satisfying our mind. We are searching for one thing or other, one friendship or other. In the friendship, mele konjam anuragam poiduthana podu, appo innoru friendship. That is another type of tranquilizer. You know, people change the relations, people change the things, people change their style also. It gives some coziness. It's another type of slight tranquilizer. சொல்லதுக்கு மனசு வராது, நிஜமா சொன்னா அதுதான் actual. Am I right or not? Everyone is trying to be tranquil by changing this or that, either dress or people or objects. This is called samsara. This is called samsara. Struggle to become like someone else. Struggle to become a new person. I want to look like differently. I want to look differently. By what? By changing my hairstyle so that everyone looks at it. I'm changing my my ornaments like matching, no? Wearing matching some ornaments. I want to look differently. Pooja Dayananda Swamiji always puts one joke. The modern youngsters, no? They want to look differently. What to do? Everyone doing something or other. So I want to look differently. What to do? That's why what he does, no? He cut all his pants like holes. Everything is hole. And without buttons, the shirt. And like that he wants to drive that scooter, motorbike. So everyone looks at him. I am a different person. Is there a difference? That is, people are struggling to be different by changing their vesham. Or read new, differently they want to change their house on. These are all a type of tranquilizers. We get some sort of some ananda inside. Who does like this, all these things? Janaka Maharaja says an ignorant person does this. Who do not know about his Atman nature, which is of the nature of tranquility. So I need not struggle to be different for others' sake or for my internal satisfaction. That's what he says. I am ever tranquil. Janaka Uvacha. What he says? Prakritya Shunya Chittaha Yaha. Aham, he said until now. I am happy, I am peaceful, I am comfortable, he said. Now he is telling, whoever, yaha, whoever, such a jnani, he is talking about a jnani, generally. Whoever, prakritya shunya chittaha, naturally, prakritya means naturally, shunya chittaha, whose mind is, whose mind is always very light. Shunya chittaha means very, very light minded. Enlightened mind is a light mind. What do you mean by enlightened, you know? A person who enjoys a light mind is called enlightened mind. So mind, manas is not a bharam. Manobharam won't be there. Manas is always just flying like, you know, like that. Rumba light irukum manas. Adha shunya chittaha nan ardham. Shunya chittaha na avanukku onnume theriyado ennamo. Appadiyella nenaikka koodadhu. The one who enjoys a light mind, not burdensome mind, or boredom mind, or struggling mind, or miserable mind. It's not miserable, boredom, or burdensome, or struggling mind, but is a light mind. I am so light today. So light and understood. Body, you feel so light when you are having minimum weight. Sharira bharam is also a bharam. Mano bharam is also a bharam. Burden. Heaviness. Salala or heaviness ani solluva. Because of worry, lot of heaviness. How the heaviness can come? Because carrying many people in the head. So much weight. So, when you order marketing, there is a lot of weight. So, carrying son's problem, daughter's problem, daughter-in-law's problem, son-in-law's problem, grandson problem, house problem, car problem, all problems I am carry. What will happen? It is not shunya chittaha, bhara chittaha an artham. Bhara chittaha. The problems leave problems. It is not a problem, it is a situation. Why you are struggling? But a person, a jnani, who is naturally recognizing his nature, atma swarupam, his mind is a very light mind. How? Because he made the mind mithya. It is false. Mind is my instrument. He knows that. So, pramadat bhava bhavanaha. Bhavanaha means prarabdhavashat. Prarabdhaya samarpitam vapuhu ityesha manisha mama. Prarabdhaya samarpitam vapuhu. According to prarabdha, this person gets some thoughts. Bhavanaha means the one who is thinking. Bhava bhavanaha. Bhava means object. As long as you have body, mind, complex, thoughts are bound to come. You need not stop them. Bhava bhavanaha means the one who is thinking about the people, objects. Bhava bhavanaha. How? Pramadat. Casually. Tamila pramadam illa. Sanskrit pramadam. Samadat means inadvertently, not deliberately. Jnani also prakritya shunya chittaha, but as long as body mind is there, some survival vyavahara has to take place. Therefore, he has to work, not deliberately, but he says pramadat bhava bhavana. Because of prarabdha, he has to think about family, children, whatever is their responsibilities are there, he happens. At the same time, nidritaha bodhitaha iva chīna samsmarano hi saha. Saha jnani. Saha atma jnani. Whose mind is very light, casually he interacts with the things and people, bhava bhavanaha. Nidritaha iva, bodhitaha iva, as though he is in waking state. Bodhitaha means he is in waking state. Jnani enna epome oru maal apdiye surya lokki paathindirupara. நினைச்சுக்காதுங்க. People have lot of wrong notions about Jnani. அவர் சிரிக்க கூடாது, பேசக்கூடாது, சாப்பிடக்கூடாது, ஒண்ணுமே பண்ணக்கூடாது. என்னதான் பண்ணணும்? அங்க பாத்துட்டு இருக்கணுமா? ஜனக மகாராஜா says, not like that. Bodhitaha iva. He is in waking state, looks as though nidritaha. A person who is in sleep, what type of raga dvesha is having? In sleeping, is having any raga dvesha? Likes and dislikes? Kobam? Temper? Nothing. Very calm and tranquil. Moonji paar eppadi irukku thoongum bodhu? Same way this jnani bodhitaha nidritaha ivana. As he is doing transaction, just as the person is so tranquil in sleep, this person is very tranquil without any repercussions, reactions, without any impulsive actions. He behaves without any reactions, without any anxiety, without any repercussions, without any impulsive behavior. He just remains tranquil and does the action. Kshina samsmarano hi saha. Even past experiences, whatever happened, they arise in the mind. What had happened 10 years back, 20 years back? Bhava bhavanaha. But kshina samsmaranaha. They cannot disturb him. Those vasanas will not come and disturb his tranquility. They arise. What has happened long ago, which has created guilt hurt in him 10 years back before Ashtavakra Gita study, Bhagavad Gita study, before Vedanta study, all problems, they may come in the mind, but kshina samsmaranaha. He is deliberately is not bringing them, just like that casually they come in the mind, but at the same time they will not leave any imprints. They will not leave any scar in him. They are all like a dream for him or for her. Okay, it's like a dream. Oh, just as your dream yesterday dream, it's like that all past experiences are like dreams for a jnani. That is what he presents here, kshina samsmaranam hi saha. They are not powerful to create any sort of disturbance in him or her. Just like an example, so nice example. When the bird flies, can you see the footprints of the bird? When bird is flying in the sky, can you find out, bird has gone this way? Are there any footprints of the bird? No. That is called kshina samsmaranaha. Jnani's previous experiences also, they come in the mind, they are like footprints of the bird which is flying. They will not stand in him or her. Adipatte yosinjinde irukkanum. Nothing. Another example also you can give. Like writing on the water. You write on the water. How much time it stays? How much time? As you are drawing, immediately it goes. Jnani is bhava bhavanaha. Previous experiences are all like that. Why? Whole thing is drama, mithya. So past drama, he looks at, he laughs at that. Or she laughs at that previous kadai, namma kadai. Illa oru kadai da, dream da. Kshina samsmaranohi saha. He is not having any tendencies, powerful tendencies, vasanas to disturb him. That's why Jnani's life is like a leela. It's a sport for him. Or for her, life is a sport. because of reduction of port, life is a sport. Because of the reduction of port, possession, obligation, transaction and relation, that is Swamiji's word. Okay, port, always Swamiji's job is this, finding out always some abbreviations. புதுசு புதுசா அப்ரிவேஷன் எல்லாம் கண்டுபிடிப்பார். போர்ட் என்ன பொசஷன், பி ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் பொசஷன், ஓ ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ஆப்ளிகேஷன், ஆர் ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் ரிலேஷன்ஸ், ட்ரீ ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் டிரான்சாக்ஷன்ஸ். நம்ம என்ன கண்டுபிடிச்சிட்டோம், அந்த குருலேருந்து வந்துட்டோம் இல்லையா, நம்ம கூட அதுதான். த ஒன் ஹூ டிராப் தட் ஆர் ரெடியூஸ் த போர்ட், ஃபார் ஹிம் லைஃப் இஸ் எ ஸ்போர்ட். இந்த குரு வாசனை எங்க போகும், அப்படியே வந்துடும். Port, if you reduce, you get another extra letter. Ah, promotion or depromotion? Promotion. If you reduce port, you will get life is a sport. Okay. What? Okay. Okay. Saha, yaha. Yaha, saha. Sachya jnani, saha, chila samsmarana. Why Janaka Maharaj says at the time of old age especially, kimahagum sadhuna karavam kimahagum papam akaravam iti, why I did like this, why I didn't do like that, all the time worry about the past, 30 years back, 50 years back, whatever happened, adella kadiyadu. Once for all, past is past. Past is past as mithya. Mithya. It has no substantial existence. Now also? Present also? Mithya only. It is an apparent. Whole thing is abhasa. It is abhasam. Not real. Next shloka. Padhanani pamitrani pami vishayas dasyamaham kvashastram kvachavijnanam யதாமி ஜனிதாஸ்ருஹம். யதா, செகண்ட் லைன், யதா, வென் ஸ்ருஹாமி ஜனிதா, ஸ்ருஹா மீன்ஸ் டிசைர்ஸ், கிரேவிங்ஸ், ஆங்ஸைட்டி டு அச்சீவ் திஸ் அண்ட் தட், anxiety to accomplish something in my life, that's spruha. Anxiety to acquire something, anxiety to acquire name, fame, money, possessions, relations, anxiety always, anxious, desirous of spruha, yada spruha galita, gone, then melted. Galita means melted away, dissolved or resolved. When all the desires are resolved or dissolved or melted away, how they are melted away, how they are dissolved? Born out of knowledge. The desires are all risen at the anatma level because of ignorance. ஆத்ம அஜ்ஞானேன ஸ்ருஹா ஆகச்சதி. டிசைர் ஃபார் பாடிலி பொசிஷன்ஸ், டிசைர் ஃபார் இமோஷனல் திங்ஸ், தட்ஸ் இமோஷனலி ஐ சீக் செக்யூரிட்டி, பிசிக்கல்லி ஐ சீக் செக்யூரிட்டி, சோ மெனி வேஸ் ஐ சீக் செக்யூரிட்டி, ஐ சீக் பீஸ் அண்ட் ஹாப்பினஸ், ஆல் த டைம் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் ஃபார் அதர்ஸ் அப்ரிசியேஷன், ஆல்வேஸ் ஸ்ட்ரகிளிங் others appreciation. Even everyone hate also doesn't matter, one person at least namakulla oruthar irupar manasukulla ethume avarudaiya approval venum. Na kandikave maata swami yaar adha appadi naalava solluva யாரும் சொன்னாலும் சொல்லாட்டாலும் ஒருத்தர் மாதிரி நான் கேட்பேன் அவரோட அப்ரூவல் வேணும். போதுமா? ஒண்ணு போதுமே. ஒரு ஒன் மஸ்கிட்டோ இஸ் எனஃப் இன் தி நெட், மஸ்கிட்டோ நெட். அது மாதிரி ஐ வாண்ட் அப்ரூவல் ஆஃப் சம்வன் ஆர் சம்படி எல்ஸ். That's why we want to tell everything to that person. My well-wisher, well-wisher, well-wisher. And the manasu vandhi always leaning upon something. That is one nanna irukku. One leaning anna epovume. Once you take the support of wall. Inna, in the camp lella paapai. Enge wall irukku, anga poi ukkarva. Enna morning class, afternoon class, evening class. Daily, all the time class. And therefore, they go and sit near the wall. Like that, we want a wall in our life also. A support. That's a leaning mentality. No? So we always want to lean on something or other. This person is not having any sort of leaning mentality because they are all anityam. Nothing is there in the world to lean upon, to rely upon. Nothing is there to rely upon in the world except God, except your own self. That is why what we say? World dependence to God dependence. Family dependence, world dependence and anartham, family dependence. From world dependence to God dependence, God dependence to Guru dependence, Guru dependence to Shastra dependence, Shastra dependence to independence. It's like people naturally they change burden from one shoulder to another. That's all. They change their burden from one shoulder to another shoulder means what? My dearest friend. Sharing, sharing, sharing up for some time. Then from that friend to some other relation. So we are changing our burden from one person to other person. But Shastra says, how long you change like this? You feel tired of changing this. But if you change here also burden again. How more burden? Again you change. That's the changing relation, changing position, how long? Burden is burden. Therefore, rely upon yourself. Atma. Ever secure, tranquil, Shastra says. Why you have to search for something outside? You are the ever secure, tranquil Atma. Recognize that, really speaking, upon you only everything is depending. Therefore, he says, Yada Sruha Galita Me. From me, they have gone. After that, he says, Kvadhanani, Kvamitrani, Kvame Vishaya Dasyavaha. Where is the question of richness? Riches, wealth. All the richness are riches, wealth, everything only for Vyavahara. Vyavahara, body level only, mind level only. Anatma level only. When I am the substratum of the universe, this richness is like a droplet in my media atma, the whole anatma is resting in there. Kvadhanani, that's why you remember one sloka, Bhajagovindam sloka, Vayasigate kashkama vikaraha, Sushke nire kashkasaraha, Once I recognize Paramatma Tattvam, Jnate Tattve, where is the question of samsara, problem? Shankaracharya gives a beautiful example. There is no samsara when I recognize my higher nature. Therefore, I am free from all desires. I am free from all worries, anxieties.
Just as when the vayasi gate kaha kamavikara, kamavikara can remain in a person when he is very old, already old, murukku maadhiri aayitan, enna desires irukum, enna kaamam irukum. All before he is leaving the kama, they leave him. Even ketta irundha enna prayojanam, even ketta irundha enna prayojanam cheppi kamas themselves go away. Vayasi gate kaha kamavikara, kaha kamavikara. Then second example he gives, chine vitte, when that you lost your money, finance, whole loss. Chine vitte, you are poor, suppose. Panam pola, ஏற்கனவே you are already poor. You are not interested in earning money, saving, not status and all, you are not interested. Who will come to your house? You are normally maintaining your life very with the minimum things. Even they come also, you cannot provide any luxuries. Therefore, vitte kaha parivaraha, no relatives will come. Avan veetukku pona enna irukappa, oru fan kadaiya, mosquito net kadaiyadu, AC kadaiyadu, yaaru varamaatta. Chine vitte kaha parivaraha. Then kasaraha, that water is dries up. Once the water dries up, there, where is the question of a lake? It is, you can call it as a lake. You cannot call it as a lake also. Therefore, sushke nire kaha kasaraha. If summer varudhu, and the Mettur dam la, in the dam la, onnume irukka poradilla after July. So you cannot call it as a lake. A lake is a lake as long as it has water. Once water is not there, it is no more a lake. Similarly, three examples Shankaracharya gives, namakku onnume gnapam irukkadhu. Gnate tatve kaha samsarah. Problem kediyadhu, worry kediyadhu, no anxiety, nothing. Kva dhanani, kva mitrani. Where is the question of mitra, friend? Friend or foe, nothing. Mitrani, my dearest friend, how are you? How are you? SMS, happy birthday to you, happy wedding day to you. You know, one solli inda irukana avladha. Happy wedding day, happy birthday. Oh, everything. Kapa mitrani me visaya dasyavaha kwan. Where are the enemies? Visaya dasyavaha. Dasyana, enemy. Dasyu means enemy. Dasyavaha means enemies. Enemies are what? Vishaya dasyavaha. In the form of vishaya, sense object. So I am not having any enemies in the form of object. I am not go behind any object. Vishaya is, if you have mamakara upon an object, it is a vishaya. If you don't have mamakara, it is a padartha. The whole world is a padartha if you don't have mamakara. If you have a mamakara, that padartha will become a vishaya. Vishinoti, badhnati, iti vishaya. That which binds you. Padartha will not bind you. Vishayaha binds you. Griham, all houses are binding you. Your house only binds you. Why? Because you have mamakara on that house. Therefore, that house becomes a vishaya to you. It is mama. That is when they do this homa and all, idam namama, idam namama. They drop everything, idam namama, mama ani sonnana, mamakara, then they become vishaya. It is not mama, it is a padartha. Whole world is a padartha. When it is vishaya, where you have attachment, anuraga, mamakara, mindness, that becomes a vishaya. Now understand the difference between padartha and vishaya. You have certain things, some people attach mamakara. They are all called vishaya. they are all called enemies. Who says? Janaka Maharaja says, I have no enemies, he says. That means what? I have no mamakara on anything. That's why he never cried when Sita went to forest. Have you read anywhere? Janaka Maharaja crying for Namananda Pano, Pohadamma, forest. You need not to go. He has to go. Kaikeyi asked only Rama, why you have to go? Va, and put it on the door. Janaka didn't do that. Because he has no mamakara, no bondage. Pamitrani kva dhanani kva dasyavaha, vishaya dasyavaha. Kva shastram, where is the question of shastra also? No more shastra. Shastra become irrelevant for me because I have transcended the shastra. I have taken shastra, I have studied shastra, I understood myself, I am Atman. Now no more shastra in my life. Ko vidhi, ko nishedhaha. Shastra also cannot command. Na shastram che vijnanam. Not only that, where is the question of vijnanam? Aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. I need not tell aham brahmasmi. That also is not required. Okay, I need not do nididhyasana. Ukarandi, I am panchakosha vilakshanaha. Avastatraya sakshi, these are all not necessary for me. Why? I am firmly established in Atma Swarupam. Nididhyasana is also for a manda madhyam adhikari. Yada galita, pruha galita. When desires are all gone, what is the necessity of shastram? They're all there, but I am not running after. I want to learn this, I want to learn that, I want to do this, that and all. Yedikaha inda, ore autobiography madri, moving here and there. Nariya padikano, innanamo padikanama. Everything is what? Again you have to drop. That is why you have to say goodbye to everything. After some time. Including vijnanam also. Inna vijnanam is also comes in anatma, manas. Vijnanam vandha dikapram vidanam. Okay. No. Not now. Okay. Next sloka. Therefore, understand, convert the vishaya into padartha. This is a lesson. By reading this sloka, listening this sloka, what we have to learn? Convert the entire world, including your body, mind, as a padarthaha. It is no more a vishaya for me. If it is a vishaya, I start worrying. Body is also a padartha. Bundle of chemicals. Mind is also a padartha made out of matter. How can I worry about padartha? Therefore, this knowledge is born because of shastra study. Just like that, you cannot push away. It has to come out of understanding. It has to come. Firm knowledge. No one can shake you in the world. Next shloka. Vijnate sakshi purushem. Paramatmani teshvare Nairasye bandha mokshe chem Na chinta muktaye mama. Mama muktaye chinta na asti. To attain moksha, I have no worry. I want to become a mukta. I want to become a mukta. That also not there. Why? I am already muktaha. Mukta swarupam atma aham asmi. I need not become a muktaha.
I have no bondage, therefore I need not become muktaha, liberated. If I have bondage only, I have to become a liberated person. I want to liberate myself, I want to liberate myself. Who is this myself? Understand that first. As long as you do not understand this, who is the self, myself, I am, you have a struggle for liberation. The struggle for liberation ends the day you understand what you are. The struggle for liberation ends the day when you understand what you are. Until that time, enak moksham varuma, enak moksham varuma. அந்த எனக்கு அல்லது யாருன்னு புரிஞ்சுக்கோ. இந்த எனக்கு எனக்குன்னு சொல்றேன், ஹூ இஸ் தட் எனக்கு, ஹூ இஸ் தட், ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், யூ ரெக்கக்னைஸ், ஐ ஆம் எவர் லிபரேட்டட் ஆத்மா, எவர் முக்தா, நித்ய முக்தா அகம், ஐ நீட் நாட் பிகம் ஏ முக்தா. தேர்ஃபார் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரா தரோலி, டோன்ட் ஓபன் த புக் ஓன்லி சாட்டர்டே. Go home, read again and again. Spend time in Shastra. You understand who you are. Then you understand, I am Nitya Muktaha. I need not become Muktaha. As Janaka says, Muktaye mama chinta na asti. Vayina, Vijnate Sakshi Purushe Paramatmani cha Ishware. Because of understanding, vijnate, because of clear understanding of what? Sakshi Purushe, Ishware, Paramatmani. I, the Pratyagatma, the inner self, Sakshi Purusha means Pratyagatma, the inner self, Sakshi Purushaha, Jivatma, and Ishvara, the total Ishvara, both of us are nothing but Atmaswarupam. I have understood what is the real nature of Ishvara, Paraprakriti. My nature is also Paraprakriti. Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam is very clear for me. Sakshi Purushe, Paramatmani, Ishvarecha, Aikya Jnanam, Vijnate. When I understand that Ishvara is non-separate from me, Ishvara is not Aparaprakriti, really is Paraprakriti. Lakshyartha. I have to see Lakshyartha. Alpajnaha Jivatma, Sarvajnaha Paramatma Ishvara. This Alpajnatvam Sarvajnatvam Bhagatyaga Lakshanaya Nishkarshya. I remain as Atma, Lakshyartha Atma. Therefore, I have to do lot of study, homework. Sampadartha, Satpadartha, Vachyartha I have to drop. I am when I say I am mixture. Ishvara when I say Ishvara also mixture. What mixture? Original consciousness, RC plus RM. Mixture. Body mind complex. Ishvara also OC plus Ishvara Maya Sahitam Brahma is Upadhi. Jiva I have Upadhi, Ishvara also has Upadhi. In the Rundu Upadhi kuda temporary. I delete those two Upadhis intellectually. They are not real. What is real? Ange OC real, Inge OC real. Sakshi Purushe OC Paramatma, Ishvare Paramatma, both are one and the same. Tat Tvam Asi, Aham Brahma Asmi. இந்த வாக்கியம் எல்லாமே அப்புறம் தேவையே இல்லை. Not necessary at all. விஜ்ஞாதே சாட்சி புருஷே ஈஸ்வரே பரமாத்மனி, both are one and the same, identical. It's a long journey. It is a long journey, time consuming process, but worth to do. Okay, vijnate sati sakshi purushe paramatmani cha ishware. Therefore
that upadhi we have to drop mentally. Sharira abhimana you have to drop here. Ishvara nama rupa you have to delete there. Ella deletion da. No need of addition. Once you delete everything, what is remaining? The deleter will remain. The negator of everything will remain. I am the Atman in everything. That is the knowledge. Vijnate nairasye bandhamokshe. Nairasye evnare. There is no desire. Asha means desire. Nirasha means not negatively. Okay. Nirasha means there is no asha. Nirashasya bhavaha nairashyam. Desirelessness. Once I have understood I am Atma, there is no more desire for moksha. Why? I am not bound. Therefore, no need of moksha. Therefore, chinta nasti. Chinta nasti kila. Tesham chinta nasti kila shamadama karuna sampurnanam sadhu samagama sankirnanam chinta nasti kila chinte kadayadu enna sadhu sangamam is there, moksha definitely comes. Once moksha comes is not comes. You recognize you are muktaha. Next shloka.
Antarvikalpa shunyasya
vahi svachanda charinaha
bhrantasya vadashastaham
dashastastaha tadrusha eva janate.
So jahal lakshana care of Taittiriya Upanishad. Okay, all these are all I am not explaining because this is for a student who has completed already Upanishadic teaching and learning understanding. So you have to understand, okay? Listen, if you have not listened Upanishad, listen, you can understand. Because I cannot explain that it will take 2-3 hours for me. If I go to Jahal Lakshana, Jahal Lakshana, Jahada Jahal Lakshana. In Ramagita I have explained that. In Upanishad, Mandukya I have explained, Taittiriya Upanishad I have explained. Any Upanishads I have seen that in Prakarana Grandhas, Vakya Vritti especially. Vakya Vritti I have done that. So many Prakarana Grandhas are there. Please listen. Otherwise these technical terms are very, very tough. Okay. Now he says, Antar Bahihi Vikalpa Shunyasya. Then Jnani is one who is Vikalpa Shunyaha. Vikalpa means doubts. Doubting Tamasan Jalvaliya. Eppame Udeyur Sandeham Irundhinde Irukko. Janaka says, Enakku Sandeham E Kadaiyadana. Engana, either inside or outside. Regarding the world, bahihi sandeha nasti. Vikalpaha nasti. Regarding inside also, about my nature, about the body, about mind, about emotions, about buddhi, about panchakoshas, about sariratrayam, I am free from doubt. And then artha, my teacher has taught me thoroughly. Therefore, I have no doubts at all. I know what is Sthula Shariram. I know what is Sushma Shariram. I know what are all Panchakoshas. Their nature also I know. Therefore, Sandehameva Nasti. Antahava Vahiva Vikalpaha Nasti. I have no doubts. Vikalpaha means doubt. Sunyasya means who is free from. To such me, Vahihi, Antahava Vikalpaha Sunyasya. Then what? Because of freedom from doubts, he moves freely. Pachinda charinaha. He moves very freely. He need not afraid of anyone in the world. அவன் என்ன பண்ணுவான், இவன் என்ன பண்ணுவான், அவன் என்ன திங்க் பண்ணுவான், இவன் என்ன நினைப்பானோ, இந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் ப்ராப்ளமும் கிடையாது அவனுக்கு. எப்படி ஸ்போர்ட் சொன்னான் இல்லையோ, ஸ்போர்ட் லைஃப் இஸ் எ ஸ்போர்ட், விளையாட்டு, விளையாட்டு அரங்கம். இந்த உலகமே அவனுக்கு விளையாட்டு அரங்கம், ஸ்டேஜ் ஆஃப் ஸ்போர்ட். And that is called Swachhanda Charinaha. He moves like whatever way he wants. அப்படி இல்ல, he moves as a jnani. He never looks at the world as you know, exploiting, the world is exploiting me, people are exploiting me, அந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் கிடையாது. எல்லாமே பிரம்மந்த, சர்வம் பிரம்மமயம், ரேரே சர்வம் பிரம்மமயம். Next class, I am going to teach you சதாசிவ பிரம்மேந்திர கீர்த்தனா சால் வேதாந்திக் சாங்ஸ், ஹோல் வேதாந்தா கம்ஸ் தேர். ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு டீச் யூ, ஓகே, யூ ஹாவ் டு சிங், கம் எர்லி, இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் சாண்டிங் வில் சிங் தி சாங்ஸ். பிராந்தஸ்ய ஏவ தசாஹ தாஹ தாஹ சச் அண்ட் சச் பிராந்தஹ பிராந்தஸ்ய இவ. He moves as though Bhrantasya means what? As a unnu theriyadha madri. Bhrantaha enna artham? Paithyakaran madri enna artham. Paithyakaran madri move pannindirupanna appadi nidhama nenchukadunga. See, paithyakaran, we have to take the similarity. He is free from raga dvesha. Innocent like a child. Adhu eduthukkanume thavara Bhrantaha enna avarku mind e poiduthu paapom gnanam idukapram. Appadi illa nenikkakoodadhu. He is like a, see, these people, Bhrantaha, people, mad people, they don't have any raga dvesha. They are very innocent. They never take any grudge on others, guilt, hurt, feelings, kadiyadavanga. So you have to take all positive things. Bhrantasya iva. Bhrantan illa. Bhrantasya iva. And the iva important. Bhrantaha iva is not a problem. Bhrantasya as though like a child. Okay, these words are very very misleading words. Dashaha taha taha. Dashaha means in such and such conditions. Who knows all these things? Grani prippa ani yaarukku theriyum. Sadrushaha jayate. Sadrushaha eva paambu kaalu paambu kala theriyum. ஜானி இவரு எப்படி தெரியும், ஜானிக்குதான் தெரியும். அவர் ஜானியான்னு நமக்கு தெரியணும்னா நம்ம ஜானி ஆகணும். ஜானி செயல் எப்படி இருக்கும்னா ஜானிக்குதான் தெரியும். அதுக்குதான் ஜனகர் சொல்றாரு, சாதிருஷாக ஏவ ஜானது. His activities, his movements, his behavior, his way of talking, his conduct, everything. Why he see, does like this, nobody knows except ஜானி. சாதிருஷாக ஜானி ஓன்லி நோஸ் ஜானதேன்மிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.